So Mick's Mornings this morning has taken a step outside the studio, and here we are in Hitchin, in this very exciting, and you can hear noisy store, which is called Need and Desire. And Matthew, who is the owner of Need and Desire, is here. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Now, Matthew, what have we got here? I can see lots and lots of baskets. I can see lots of bread, and I can see George working the dough. So what's going on in here?
We're a bakery that makes organic sourdough bread. So looking at the counter here, we've got a selection of breads out for our customers to try. We make and bake our breads from scratch here. We also make and bake our pastries from scratch. And particularly with our breads, we have a basket where we slice up the breads for our customers to try. We think it's really important that they can see, one, what we're doing, but two, they can actually taste our bread. Our bread is sourdough. And there's so little true sourdough out there that we want our customers to try. We think our bread stands out. We've won awards. And we want our customers to try so they actually know what real bread tastes like.
And I can see here that you've got different loaves sort of sitting on the shelves, and George is currently operating with a massive piece of dough, biggest piece of dough I've ever seen in my life. But what are the different types of bread that you've got here?
So today we've just have three. So Tuesday to Thursday, we have three different types. We have our everyday, which is a table loaf, which is predominantly white with a little bit of wholemeal and rye. Then we have our ancient or heritage grain range, where we introduce our customers to either ancient grains. So these are grains that we used thousands of years ago. So einkorn, emmer, coruscant, spelt. And then our heritage grains, we interlace with those, which are predominantly land-raised wheat. So wheats that were grown either in the UK or today we've got Uland, which is a Swedish heritage grain, which was grown in Sweden from 6,000 years ago. And that's a mixture of white and wholemeal. So today Uland is 50% wholemeal. And then our third one is our rustic range. And we alternate that every day. Today we've got 100% wholemeal. Little bit of molasses just to take the edge off. That won me a silver medal at the World Bread Awards, and it's with flour mills locally at Mill Green in Hatfield, the historic water mill. We're really, really keen to develop relationships with local farmers and local millers, and so the majority of our heritage and specialist grains are grown by farmers we know. And milled, majority are milled in Tuxwood Windmill, which is a historic windmill. Paul, who runs it, restored it and now runs it as a commercial windmill.
Okay, so this is an amazing scene. We've got customers coming in, all trying the different breads. But how did all this come about? So what makes Matthew come here into Hitchin and to open this store? Where did it all begin?
I'm a chartered accountant by profession. I worked for 30 years in the city, predominantly in mergers and acquisitions, private equity, even got together with a client and built a group of companies, leasing that to the banks and everything I owned in the 2008-09 financial crisis. As I progressed up the chain and moved further and further up the organization, got increasingly disillusioned with the growing lack of morals and ethics, and probably integrity is the best word. And so got to a point where actually I thought, no, I need to go off and do something different. And fell in love with the concept of a cafe bakery. I hadn't actually baked a loaf of bread in my life, so I was sort of a bit of a predicament, is this going to work or not? So back in, I resigned in September 2019, did my first sourdough course, a one-day sourdough course in January 2020, and was hooked from that moment on. I had hoped to work for the bakery that I where I did the course. It's a bakery called E5 in London Fields. But COVID came along and they had to furlough the majority of their workers. So any opportunity to actually get hands-on work experience before I went off and did it on my own disappeared. So I ended up I wanted to practice. So I ended up baking for local doctors and nurses, for the intensive care teams at Barts Hospital, and the trauma teams at the Royal London. Went off to baking school, worked for a few bakeries, but it was all leading me to setting up my own bakery business. And the vision was always what you see in front of you now, somewhere where it's open plan, people can see what you're making, how you're making it. Everything we do is made from scratch. We use the highest quality ingredients, organic flours, but it's taken me 3 years of running the business to get to the point where we could actually open the shop. So we started on a farm near Watnut Stone, bake and deliver, then we did farmers markets, wholesale, we do sourdough courses. And then September last year, we moved across and opened the shop in Hitchin. And now we've got a retail element to the business as well.
And how easy has it been? I mean, that sounds absolutely fantastic, but I'm sure that it hasn't been straightforward getting to this point here.
It's been a lot of hard work, until recently, it's been me on my own. And so it's been long hours. It's been juggling running a business with making dough, making pastries, developing new products, delivering. We're now getting to the size we've got, there's three of us. So there's George, who you mentioned earlier, who's working the dough today. Jemima's got the day off, but we've now got Jemima, who also helps with the dough and the pastries. And then we've got Kira, who helps on a Saturday in front of house, and we're just recruiting another front of house as well. So, the pressure is eased, but, it was really interesting. George has worked for me for coming up for a year now. And when we were in the bakehouse, it was all quite relaxed. The moment we moved across to the shop, our turnout, everything trebled. And George and I were doing 12, 14-hour days every day, which isn't sustainable. So now we've got Jemima on board, which again has eased things. But it's hard work. It's hard work. And it takes time to build a business, being realistic. It takes time to build a business, one where you can pay the wages. And secondly, you can actually pay yourself, and you're the last mouth at the trough. And if there's nothing left, there's nothing left.
And one thing I've noticed just being in here this morning is that, there's a lot of interaction with your customers. How do you work with your customers to sort of introduce them to some of these flavours and some of these breads?
It's really interesting. The reception in Hitchin right from the very beginning was phenomenal. We're all the time marketing ourselves as organic sourdough bakers. So a lot of customers come in with some pre-knowledge. A lot of the new business has come from word of mouth and just customers saying to their family, their friends, you got to go and try this bread. So there's quite a lot of knowledge when people come in, but equally it's really important for us to educate the customers, and particularly with our heritage and our ancient grains, it's a way of doing that. There are by and large grains that are not readily available through supermarkets or normal bakeries. There are grains that by and large, if you look back to pre-1900, there were hundreds of land race wheats or heritage grains that were all adapted to the local environment because there weren't supermarkets, and a farmer, a miller and a baker all worked together to produce bread. And we've lost those with the monoculture that's come in and the Chorley Wood process, which is essentially a mass production of bread you get in the supermarkets. So it's really important. I love these grains, and for me, there's a lot of enthusiasm in terms of getting our customers to try them. The flavor profiles are wonderful. They bake beautifully, and it differentiates us. And for our customers, they just automate. They know every week we're going to have a differential or heritage grain. They come in with an expectation. What have you got on today? And there's a want for knowledge and to understand a bit more. We run at sourdough courses. So we get a lot of sourdough bakers coming in asking for starter, which is the start for sourdough growing, but or asking for tips, or we've got a growing number of people who've been through our courses who are regulars who pop in and asking for advice. It makes for a really engaging and environment, and that vibe seems to rub off on our customers as they come through the door.
And one of the things that obviously our listeners will be thinking, I'm sure, is that, we've all been at home. We've all had a starter, and we've all sort of had a go, and it usually goes, horribly wrong over time. So how do you sort of move that? My thought of that starter in that little pot, how do you kind of industrialize that in order to produce so much bread that we've got appearing here? How does it actually work, the process?
Well, I think actually before I answer that, it might be just worth defining what sourdough is. So the three breads we've got on today are nothing more than flour, water and salt. No other additives. The sourdough or faux sourdough you get in the majority of other shops or in supermarkets has lots of additives added to it. So if you look at the ingredients section of the bread, there is very often yeast, sugar, and a whole variety of other things. Coming back to how do we make our sourdough? How do we industrialize it, I guess, or commercialize it? It's exactly the same process at home, just on bigger quantities. So we have a starter. Which, or otherwise called a mother, which we feed every day and develops. It's bacteria and natural yeast. And you can see that it ferments through the day and doubles in volume. And doubling in volume means it's filling with carbon dioxide, which gives the bread its texture. But that's our starter. We then from there make a leaven. So bread we're making today, we made the leaven last night before we go.
And just, not 11, but leaven as in
L-E-V-A-A-I-N. And that's stage two. So that ferments overnight and essentially doubles in volume. We use that leaven to ferment the main doughs we make. So we mix the doughs earlier today, and those will ferment through the day before we divide and shape them and then retard them overnight. Retarding means we put them in the fridge. They're still continuing to ferment, just at a much slower pace before we bake them up tomorrow morning. The whole process takes about 36, well, if you include the starter longer, but if the whole leaven to bake process takes 36 hours. And that allows, and this is the differentiator between sourdough and other breads, is the sourdough or the grains and the flour contains your natural enzymes, and the natural enzymes break down a lot of what we struggle to digest with modern bread. Modern bread typically is an hour to 3 hours of flour to bread. Ours is 36 hours. And it's almost a pre-digestion for us when we come to eat the bread. Whereas the machine-made bread, they have to add enzymes, which incidentally they don't need to put on the ingredient label. And they have to add bread softeners to just try and mimic the natural process, because everything is made in such a short period of time.
It sounds to me that you're a bit like a bread alchemist by doing all that work.
There is science to it, and particularly you notice it particularly when you today we've got the sunshine, going back a week or so, we didn't have the sunshine. It was cold in the mornings. Everything takes longer. So there is a science behind it, and it's understanding, you know, which knobs you can twiddle to try and keep a constant fermentation process. If you're juggling five or six different doughs, you can't allow one to progress quicker than the others, because you're going to get into a right pickle in terms of processing that dough. So, yeah, it is a science. And once you get to know that science, it's a relatively straightforward thing. Yeah. And this is what we teach in our sourdough workshops, is actually you've got to get to know the process, and then you can begin to cope with the variabilities. So in the summer, instead of warming the water to try and quicken the fermentation process, in the summer, we cool our methods to try and lengthen it, because everything happens so quickly.
And so you've gone from the bakehouse to the retail store here in Hitchin. What next? Where are your bread ambitions now?
Well, for us, the immediate focus is to expand our product range. So we've introduced cinnamon swirls last week, which is adding to our pastry range. We make our own pastries, croissants, pain au chocolat, pain au raisin, and now cinnamon swirls. So it's to expand the pastry range. For example, we're really keen to develop a Danish. We work with a local market gardener called Lloyd Harrison at Chewing Greens. That would incorporate his fruit. And we're really keen to develop local relationships. Another one we have is Jeanette, who runs a little bit of cheese. She set up a business selling British artisan cheeses, and she pops up in our shop every third Saturday. So we can introduce our customers not only to our heritage grains, but also to what is essentially became a lost industry, our artisan cheese businesses. Mm. So really keen to expand our relationships, expand our product range. George, for example, will be starting to make our mushroom thyme and sherry soup, which we serve at lunchtime. Well, we do various soups, but this is the soup this week. We serve at lunchtime with a mini sourdough or with a cheesy toast, crispy cheesy toast. We'll move on to salads and sandwiches. At the moment, we just have a counter in the shop, so we'll be bringing in a table in the shop so people can sit down and have a coffee with their croissants. Now the weather's improving, so I'm turning around to look out of the window. Now the weather's improving and the sunshine's coming out, we're just applying for a license to have tables outside. So it's develop the shop and develop our product range. I'd love to have another one. I'd love to have another shop, but you know, we're working to really just get absolutely sorted with this shop, know where we are, know what works, know what doesn't work, before we then move on and look at opening somewhere else.
And I'd like to ask all of our business interviewees, what advice would you give to someone who is thinking of setting themselves up in business? What have you learned? What are the kind of the lessons you've learned on the way?
It's really interesting. My background as a chartered accountant, I worked advising companies on acquisitions. I worked in private equities, looking at business plans that people sent to me. I went to the School of Artisan Food, which is a 6-month residential baking course. And a key part of that is you develop a business plan for your own, future bakery. And when I worked in the city, we worked in millions of pounds. You know, when you work in a bakery, you work in pounds. You don't work in millions of pounds. And it's a completely different dimension. And, you know, so, and you, the tutor had a lot of industry knowledge in terms of, you know, what sort of margins you should be looking at. But we had to do an awful lot of research in terms of what is our market, what's the demographic of your market, how many people are there, what percentage of the market do you need to capture in order to make your business viable. So research, be that research online, looking at the market and the, you know, the population, or research in terms of, I went and worked for three different bakeries, and in each of those bakeries, I had access to the owner of the bakery. So again, not only did I get hands-on experience, but I got insight into their business and their business model. It's getting out there and just learn as much as you possibly can before you make that step.
And if someone wants to get in touch and to come and see the store or to look at yours online, how do they do that?
So online we are needanddesire.co.uk. The store is number 7 Churchgate in Hitchin. We're just off the main square. We're open Tuesday to Saturday, 8 till 3 and 8 till 2 on Saturday. Come early on a Friday and Saturday. We have a number of treat breads. So this weekend we've got a Marmite and cheddar. So we're not only looking at healthy breads, but we do treat our customers. We do provide treats for our customers too. We also deliver to Welwyn Garden City, to the villages towards Hertford, Hertford and Hertford Heath. So you can order online for home delivery. But please come and say hi. We'd love to meet you.
Well, Matthew, that was a fantastic journey through your story and your store. And thanks ever so much for your time this morning.
A great pleasure. Well, thank you for coming to visit.